have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Father, that's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I could walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone can ever do. You really saved my life when I was worse at it. An addict on any level for pleasure, pain, and passion. I could never grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burn my flesh to ashes so I can walk with you. Your love is unconditional. So even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong. I fail plenty times. But I get back up and I ride your son if he died for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight. God inside, you give me light. Now I'm saying I will fight. All my pain hurt and my struggles in my my past life, Lord, you wipe away my sins every night.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you are my God. You're altogether lovely, God, and altogether worthy, God, and altogether wonderful, so wonderful to me.
Wow, now that was powerful. That was powerful. Man, that was good. Welcome, guys, to another Sunday. Yes. Another Sunday with us with your boy, Trey. And I'm telling you right now, it is hot out there. I don't know about anybody else, where you are, what you're doing, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Get in some air conditioning. Get under a fan, something. I don't care. It's just too hot. It is burning up. It is blazing out there. But hey, we made it through, and we're back for another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. And I tell you what, I am so happy. I'm just so happy to be with you guys. And I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. I may say it all the time, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time. The time before the last time, that was the last time I said it would probably be the last time. I missed you guys. I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me, your boy, Dre. And I must tell you that I am ecstatic to be a part of your life this evening. I want to thank Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation for giving me such a wonderful platform, and which I can use to have so many people. And I would be remiss if I didn't read you the disclaimer. It simply states, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you because you guys got problems. Y'all messed up. Y'all jacked up. Y'all are broken up, and I'm here to fix it. Because that's what I do. I just help people because I got a great heart. Let's get right into it. This first segment, I tell you what, it has quickly become one of my favorites. It is the Whose Baby Is That? And I love this segment because it's about the kids. And I love focus on the kids because the kids, as Whitney Houston said in a song, the children's is the future. And I'm telling you right now, man, the future looks good, except for in certain areas. Based on the goings on in certain communities with certain kids. But I tell you what, Whose Baby Is That is inspired because I see a lot of children out here that just messed up, jacked up. And it's not their fault. It's the parents' fault because the parents are horrible. Now, I tell you what, it could be your baby. It could be a family member's baby who is messed up. Could be a coworker, a friend. Could be a stranger in the streets, baby. So when you sit at the local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, hot, sunny day, and I mean you better be walking and drinking water, because if you try and jog along, you just might pass the hell out, and they will bury you before they carry you. All right, if you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies you know, that's because all of them are tied into one baby, and that's your baby, and you are a horrible parent. And if you are a horrible parent, you've got a couple of options. Continue to be a horrible parent, or you can choke yourself till you pass out, wake up, and become a better parent, or roller skate in rush hour traffic. Here we go. Whose baby is that? Number one, whose baby is that? 3 years old at daycare wearing a girdle. Let me tell you something. If you got your child at daycare 3 years old and they got to wear a girdle, I'm going to tell you one thing. Quit feeding your baby, okay? Quit feeding your baby. You know what? This is I've seen a woman and a husband in a store a couple of days ago, and they had a little baby with them, and the baby was huge. I ain't saying the baby was fat, but the baby was huge. And I was like, oh, how old is your son? And they said, he's 4. I tell you what, he had to be about 70, 80 pounds. I said, wow. I said, well, he's awful big for 4. And the woman going to look at me and say, oh, he just got a gland problem. I looked at the husband. I said, well, you know what? You need to quit feeding them glands, because he's eating too many doggone glands to be that big, okay? Whose baby is that? Number 2, 11 months old. 11 months old, y'all. And can go through a whole box of cereal in one setting. That don't make no doggone sense. 11 months old, and they can go through a whole box of cereal? Come on now. Whose baby is that? 8 months old. And got caught with a 22 in their pamper. Let me tell you something. I know it's rough out here in these streets. I know some of these schools ain't safe, but you don't send your child to daycare at 8 months old with a little pistol in his pamper. First of all, is he trained? Can he use it? Do you know what? A school or daycare is no place for weapons, y'all. Raise your kids right, okay? Just say no. We got enough violence as it is. Whose babies are 2 years old and can't come, oh my gosh, can't come back to daycare without a face mask because they breast stank too bad. Let me tell you something. If your baby breast smells so bad that they get kicked out and they can't come back without a face mask and there ain't no threat of COVID, it's just a threat of bad breath and halitosis, that's your fault. Brush your doggone child's teeth. Give them some mouthwash. Matter of fact, if they don't want to take the mouthwash, wait till they sleep and just pour half a cup into their mouth and then hold their neck up so they don't choke. Come on now. Do better, parents. Whose baby is that? 9 months old, and their first tooth came in with a cavity. You know what? That don't make no doggone sense. The baby ain't even got a chance to get rid of his baby teeth before they come in with a cavity. How disgusting must your mouth be if your beginning teeth come in with cavities? So your first tooth is a bad tooth. You hit it for destruction. You destined for dentures at the age of 10. It don't make no sense. Whose baby is that? 4 years old. 4 years old. Already losing their hair. Let me tell you something. That don't make no doggone sense. You 4 years old, you sitting up there and here start looking just like Steven from Django. That don't make no doggone sense. It makes no sense. You look like James from Good Times. You just 4 years old. That don't make no sense. Now, get that child some hair care product and shampoo their head and tease their scalp. Do something, okay? The child going to be ridiculed for the rest of their life. It don't make no sense. Whose baby is that? 3 years old and caught smoking behind the daycare. I ain't going to even ask what they was caught smoking. That don't make no doggone sense. They had to get it from the parent. The children learn from what they see. They seen their parents smoking. Parent, quit smoking in front of your child. Whose baby is that? 12 months old and drinking a 2-liter Coke straight out the bottle. That right there, I got a problem with it. He's going to get sugar diabetes before he turns 5. Come on now. You don't want your baby to be 6 on an insulin pump. Come on now. Nutrition, folks. Whose baby is that? 4 months old. Got dried up snot all over his face. Look like his face is falling apart. Just cracks all over the place because of dried up snot. That don't make no doggone sense, okay? Every time he changes facial expression, it sounds like potato chips crunching. That don't make no sense. You don't wipe that baby's face if they dried up snot off. I'm sick of y'all parents. You're being horrible. Quit being horrible. Be better. I'm just telling you. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse too, okay? Let me tell you something now. Times like this, we really need, with everything going on, I mean, I'm just going to speak on this real quick because I do not, and I tell you, I do not, in absolutely no way, condone violence or the threat of violence in any way. I mean, man, somebody asked me, and I had to, and I told them I was going to comment on it. Man, that thing in Montgomery, I'm telling you, with the riverboat, and the white people jumped on that white man for nothing, just doing his job. And then the black little boy, he swam across the ocean. See, black people, that's the thing. That's another myth. They say we can't swim. I bet we'll swim when we need to swim. I bet we'll swim when we need to swim. He's an aqua brother man is what he was. Man, I tell you what, when it was time for the brothers and the sisters to return fire, they returned fire. And they opened up a can of whoop, you know what? And I tell you what, they drenched them people in it. I was glad to see. It did my heart good, but again, I wish it would have never came to that. Right on. Anyway, the church played too much. Everybody needed a little Jesus in them. That's the problem with folks. Folks resort to violence because the devil is full of violence, and they ain't got no Jesus in them. But Jesus should come from the church and the influence of church folk. But the church played too much. The church looked more like the world than the world looked like the church. Matter of fact, I'm going to reverse that. The world looked more like the church than the church looked like the world because sometimes the world is actually better than the church because of all the foolishness going on with the church. Not all of them, but in a lot of them because the church played too much. I'm going to give you some examples of how the church is playing too much, y'all. Hard to get salvation when it's all that foolishness going on. Now, could be your church to play. Could be a family member's church or friend's church or stranger in the streets church. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a very hot, sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people and say, hey, you need to find you another church. You ain't growing. That church played too much. It's bad juju in the atmosphere. Now, if you don't recognize any of these in any of the churches you've ever been to, that's because, you know what, all of them are wrapped into your church. Shame on you. If you don't find you another church home, I'm going to tell you right now, the church played too much. Here's an example. You got the pastor selling prayer cloths. Buy one, get one free. Come on now. First of all, you gonna charge me to pray for you until I just get full? You know what? It's Communion Sunday, okay? Really. It's not Hometown Buffet. The church played too much. I tell you what, man. The church got a VIP section. Yeah. But it costs extra. You know what? The church played too much, y'all. The church band will pick you up for free, then charge you, take you back home. The church played too much. The pastor is in the pulpit getting their nails done. Wait a minute before they deliver the word. I'm not going to watch that. I really don't want to be a part of that, okay? The church played too much. This one right here, this gets me right here. This one gets me. The church played too much. Why I got to pay toilet? I'm going to tell you one thing. If I go into a church and I got to pay toilet, when I do my business, I'm not paying, okay? And I just watch and wait for the smell to come out. Let me tell you something. Jesus is not for sale, okay? Quit charging folks for him. Make me sick. You know, I ain't going to say no names, but, man, there's one pastor, evangelist, or whatever they are. I seen it on TV a few months ago. Why are they charging $14.99 to teach you how to pray? Wait a minute. It was a regular $19.99, but now they didn't discount it because I guess God laid it on their heart to discount it $500. $14.99 to teach you how to pray. Wait a minute. So they don't care if you don't know how to pray because they don't care if you go to hell. But they do care if you go to hell if you give them $14.99. It don't make no doggone sense. The church played too much, y'all. Quit falling for that stupid stuff. Talking about God didn't, they told them and gave them the key to how to really pray for folks to help them get into heaven, and they've been moved to share it with folks for $14.99. Yeah, I wish it, you know what? I wish a preacher would. Anyway, again, I want to be a blessing and really not a curse. I really do love people. Okay. But the church is playing too much because you got the pastor up there in the pulpit wearing eyeliner. I don't care about that. I'm not here for that, okay? I'm not going to sit up in no church and watch you preaching from the pulpit, and then you take a break to touch up. You got to put lipstick back on. You got to put your eyeliner. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. And you ain't going to be in the pulpit preaching and your shirt too tight. So I can see, you know what I'm saying, your nipples. I'm not going to see that. Men, quit, put them things away. Don't nobody trying to see that. You up there flexing like you Terry Crews. Get up out of here, man. The church is playing too much. Look here. The church is doing a check in advance. That way you can pay your tithes and then wait till you get your check. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I would never pay my tithes at check advance. I'm not getting ready to write you. What's that? You want me to write you a post-dated check for my tithe? Wait a minute. What if something happens and before I get paid, something bad happened, and because I haven't paid my tithe, then I just don't understand that. They got a check advance, so they want to give you, loan you money to pay your tithe. And then when you get your check, you pay them that money back plus 20% interest. The church is playing too much, y'all. The church played too much. Now, look, they got this one right here. This one right here. Why they got handicap parking and it's across the street, around the corner? So you mean to tell me if you got any type of disability, you got to park almost a quarter mile away from the church. So by the time you get there in the door, they dismissing. Wow. The church play too much, I'm telling you. Why the church got a weed smoking area? Come on, man. They got a cigar bar. It's doing too much, y'all. It's doing too much, okay? The church play too much, all right? This one right here. Why the church has an outreach program, a mentorship, teaching folks cooking classes. They charging you $50 an hour to teach you how to prepare food the right way in a microwave. Let me tell you something. You're not getting ready to charge me money to show me how to take a meal out of a box, pull back the corner of the plastic, put it in there, and then put it on 3.5 minutes and watch it. You're not going to do that, y'all. Stop it. That's a worthless program. Stop it. The church is doing too much now. And I'm going to tell you, this next segment is on my thug. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to say it like that. But I got thug tendencies. And I am a thug because I had a hard life. I'm going to tell you I had a hard life. The reason why I had a hard life because I was hard-headed, okay? And the reason why I was hard-headed because it was hard times. And I'm a thug. That's right. I'm a thug. I don't care. You could be a thug. You thug. Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a friend or a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank. Somebody you pass as you're walking through the mall. Could be somebody you know. Could be somebody you don't know. But let me tell you right now, Tupac lied to y'all. Heaven ain't got no ghetto. But hell do. You know what they call it? That's right. They call it hell. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied into you. And you're a straight up thug, just like me. I'm a thug. I got a fake gold tooth cavity in it. Yeah, I'm a thug for real. I went to the church, walked up to Jesus hanging on the cross, and tried to snatch him down. Wait a minute. I'll save you. Wait a minute. Wow. I'm a thug to the school of the blind, bumping people on purpose. And then don't say, excuse me. Y'all, I'm a thug. I'm a thug, y'all. I'm a thug. I called 911. I ain't had no emergency. I just wanted to tie up the line. Wait a minute. What? I'm a thug. I got fired from my job as an ambulance driver. Yeah, they fired me from my job as an ambulance driver. Know why? Because I picked up a patient that was in dire need of medical attention. But before I took him to the hospital, I had to run a few errands. I'm a thug. Yeah, I'm a thug. I'm a thug. I'm a thug. I'm a thug. I pulled people's face mask off. Spit in it. Then put it back on their face and just wipe it. Care about nothing. I hate you. What? I'm a thug. I wash my do-rag. That's it. I just wash my do-rag. I've had the same do-rag for 30 years. I just keep washing it. It's got holes in it and everything. It ain't no do-rag no more. It's a don't-rag. But I'm a thug because I still wear it. I'm a thug. When I was young, I stole free cheese. That's a thug, y'all. I'm a thug. Wow. My driver's license picture. I'm smoking a Black and Mild. Wait a minute. That's a thug. That's a thug. That's a thug. I'm a thug. I got a tattoo of my ex on the bottom of my feet so I can continue to walk all over. Yes, a thug, y'all. I'm a thug. I'm a thug. The person I most admire is Ike Turner. I'm a thug, y'all. Eat the cake. Eat the cake. I'm a thug. Chuck E. Cheese. With a big rat trap and rat poison. And tried to feed it to the mascot. So I'm a thug, y'all. I don't care about the kids having no fun. I don't care what they see. I don't care about them being traumatized because I'm a thug. In case you forgot, I've been on my own for a long time. Things got rough for me. I couldn't take it. I didn't like the rules no more. So I ran away from home when I was 42. The hell with your rules, Grandma. I was complaining. Who stole my heart medication? Who keeps drinking the milk out the jug? Shut up. Who been swimming in my good wigs? Shut up, Grandma. I'm a thug. I care about you. It's all about me. Sorry, y'all. It's just, that's what I do. I'm a thug, and I thug the right way. Matter of fact, I'm so much of a thug, I went down to the courthouse and turned myself in. I hadn't even committed a crime. The judge asked me, why you turn yourself in if you haven't committed a crime? I looked at him with a straight face and I said, it's just a matter of time. Because I'm a thug. Finally, we come to, amen, part of the show where we get a little Jesus in us, because we all need a little Jesus. We do. We need a little Jesus. Some of us need a lot of Jesus, but a little Jesus is always helpful. A little Jesus is better than no Jesus at all. But this is the spiritual part of the show, for it is the church announcements. And I ask you, please, I invite you to join us as we get our praise and worship in, for we are the Jesus Take the Wheel. I got the gas. Baptist Church. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, we are small in faith, but we are big in number. I'm going to say it again, y'all. We are small in faith, but we are big in number. Reason why I like to do the church announcements, because I just really want everybody to be kept abreast of what's going on within the body, that there's no saint left behind, that everybody's on the same page and on one accord. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person services in the sanctuary or don't have access to the internet and can't watch us as we stream, the sick that they did and the shedded opinion. I also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary services or may have been watching us as we stream live but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were focusing on the wrong thing. They should have had their mind on Jesus, but instead, they had their mind on me. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to worry about me, okay? Yeah, I'm going to be all right, okay? My little situation is going to be all right. First of all, let me tell you something. But don't rush to judge, okay? Get all the facts, okay, before you started judging me, okay? First of all, let me tell you this right now. I did not pick up that strange woman in the alley for no other reason but to give her help and give her a ride to where she was going. That's all it was. I talked to the first lady. She know exactly what's going on, okay? Like I told her, okay? I picked up that woman. I was doing a good deed. The cops pulled us over, snuck up on us, shined the lights on us. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, why was you half naked in there with her? Because I am truly a man that cares about the people. And I was just in, I was just showing her the amount of sacrifices I'm willing to make sure she's all right. When you cut me half naked, that's because I was literally giving her the shirt off my back. Because I care that much for the people. Y'all buy that? I don't think the judge is either. But anyway, announcement number one. Mother Pearline, let me tell you something. Please, please do me a favor. Don't get up to sing another song if you ain't got your dentures properly secured in your mouth, okay? Got up there singing and hooting and hollering and dentures wasn't even stabilized in the mouth and she almost choked on the dentures. Literally, dentures almost went down the throat. She darn near ate herself to death. Scared everybody. It's foaming at the mouth. It don't make no doggone sense. If you don't put your denture cream in there and make sure them things is there right, either that or you better try you some cement paste. Because I'm not going to give you no mouth-to-mouth no matter what. Because your breath stinks. And you know it stinks. Smell like spoiled bacon. Anyway, nothing number two. Dig and Lonnie, we would like to welcome him back into the fold. Of course, you know, Deacon Lonnie and your pastor have had the differences over the last several months. We have been on again and off again friends, but now we are on again. So I'd like to welcome him back into the fold, okay? And the first thing I want Deacon Lonnie to know is that bygones are bygones and all is forgiven. Okay, except that $22.74 you owe me. Pay me my money, please, Deacon. Don't make me put these hands up on you in a really masculine, physical way. Now, so number three, Sister Judy wanted to let everybody know that her son, Tyrone, is scheduled for release from jail on the 24th, and so she likes, and those some prayers, but most of all, she would like for some donations to help him, you know, get him some clothes and stuff when he get out, so you know he has stuff to wear, so he don't need job interviews. Just to let you know, I'm not getting no money because. I seen his record, and he ain't finna get no job. Ain't nobody finna hire him, so he ain't gonna. I mean, what's the use of getting him clothes for an interview when he know ain't nobody gonna hire him? So no, I'm not. Y'all can give if you want to, but like I said, I didn't see the Negro's rap sheet. Ain't nobody finna hire him. Okay, matter of fact, I wouldn't hire him. Okay, matter of fact, I wouldn't even interview him. You know what? Matter of fact, I don't want to walk up on him. Unless I got my pistol on me with the safety off. I'm telling you, he's as crooked as they come, okay? So, no, I'm not going to give you no money for no clothes for him to go on no job interview because ain't nobody going to hire him. But y'all give if you want to. I told her I would put it out there. It's out there. Don't do it. I wouldn't do it. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, for it is the building fund total. As we know, the building fund offers a little bit of anything and everything, intrigue, mystery, horror, humor, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, a little of nothing. I'm not a little of nothing. That's stupid. What is that? What can you quantify that in dollars and cents? A little of nothing? What is that? Is it something? Because it said a little of nothing. What is it? It's stupid. A little of nothing. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Like I always like to do, I'm going to ask us to join hands, and let's go ahead and pray ourselves out here. I'm asking, please, all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. And it really don't matter. I mean, seriously, really, for real? Wow. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. So I always had to put that on there, so don't nobody, you know what I'm saying? He cussed. No, I didn't. Well, I did in my under my breath or in my head, but y'all didn't catch that. Shit. Thank you for loving us, Lord, holding us and blessing us and keeping us. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. I object. Overruled. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. My bad, y'all. Woo! I've been going off that pickle juice. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? That other way. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you, even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom, keeping us safe from hurt, harm, danger, and any hindrance. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen and amen. You all, I just want to say I love y'all so much. I really do appreciate y'all. And then I just want to say, this world just needs love. If there's anybody, anyone, you got anything against that you've been holding up a grudge inside of you, just get it out of you. Take that time and tell that person, hey, it ain't worth it, and I love you. So I want to send this one out to my ex-wife. Everything we've been through, all the stuff that you've done to me, I just want to say, you was wrong for that. You know you was wrong for that. You're lying. Ain't nothing good in you. You all be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next Sunday. I'm on Nuts with Mo Dre. Why? Because I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to eat a little bit of something, put on a little bit of weight. You guys take care. I love you more than you can love yourself. Well, probably not, but it sounds good, didn't it? Good night.
Yes, it's man of faith. Insomniac. We about to bring it back. Cause I'ma bring it back. Okay. Yeah. Taking it back to the days of the feel good. Yeah. Real hip hop was the soundtrack to my childhood. Okay. Growing up without a care in the world. Until the only thing I cared about the state of the world. You are the Zane on my level. I choose purpose over fame. I don't play with no devil. That's right. Nothing to it though, but truly I was born a rebel. Destroying everything in sight is Tasmanian devil. So you can get mad if you want to. Block my shine, that's what you won't know. The sound here, man, there ain't nothing hotter. I refuse to let it die this time, so I feel I gotta bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Slide to the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them high. Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance. I'm still moving, still grooving, still got flow. Yeah. Y'all thought I fell off, still hot though.
Right.
I've been winning, put my faith in Christ.
Uh-huh.
And he never let me down since he paid that price.
Paid that price.
Got love for my friends and my enemies.
Yeah.
Spread around like butter, that's a remedy.
Uh-huh.
Got enough for the hood and back. Plugged into the store so I never lack.
That's right.
So you can get mad if you want to.
If you want to.
Block my shine, that's what you won't know. The sound here, man, there ain't nothing hotter.
That's right.
I refuse to let it die this time, so I feel I gotta
bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Slide to the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them high. Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance. Come on.
come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to need everybody to report
Let's
to
go.
The dance floor.
Everybody to the dance floor right
Y'all
now.
Y'all got 5 more seconds.
5 more seconds.
Let's go.
Slap to the right, move.